This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. There really are no lengths to which Israel's critics won't go to bash Israel, and this includes, of course, Israel's Jewish critics. Richard Silverstein is a Jewish critic of Israel who calls himself a Zionist and says he's pro-Israel, but he is very quick to distinguish his pro-Israelism from my pro-Israelism. Quote, I consider myself pro-Israel. However, this term has been hijacked by Israel lobby groups like AIPAC. I found it difficult to come up with an all-round phrase to characterize those who are right-wing regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So if you read the term pro-Israel with an adjective like nationalist, extremist, right-wing, etc., please know that it's not the term pro-Israel that I'm disparaging, but a particular type of right-wing perspective on Israeli-Palestinian politics. So you see, he's not disparaging Israel. He's disparaging me. In that same vein, I should like to point out that I am not disparaging all pro-Israel lefties who take the slightest negative Israel information and use it to bash all of Israel with. Oh, wait. Yes, I am. But to the point at hand. Here is what Richard Silverstein is whining about. Apparently, the people in charge of choosing Israel's Eurovision Song Contest entrants have decided that only Israelis who have served in the IDF will be allowed to participate. Silverstein is in high dudgeon over this. Quote, if I told you I was a big Eurovision fan, I'd be lying. But Eurovision represents an important international competition that captures the attention of hundreds of millions of fans and TV viewers. That's why this story is important. No, Eurovision is American Idol without the annoying judges. Eurovision is a horrifying example of how European popular music is still in the American 70s and 80s and not in a good way. Eurovision is an event that is mocked the world over, and thanks to YouTube, we get to see why. We're including links to a number of YouTube videos in the show notes so you can see exactly what it is I'm laughing at Silverstein about. When you watch these videos, I think you'll realize how asinine Silverstein's anger is. Eurovision is not an important event. It is a song contest that sometimes showcases great singers like Israel's Ofra Hazah, but more often than not, has acts that simply boggle the mind for their sheer outrageousness or lack of talent. The comments to Silverstein's article range from the predictable to the hilarious. It took all of 19 minutes after Silverstein's article went up for one commenter to write that Eurovision is, quote, a television game show. TV company picks who they like, end of story. So much for that important to millions things. Another commenter proved the importance of the event by writing, so what if Israel discriminates against those who haven't served in the army? Britain apparently has an even worse policy of excluding contestants with any talent. And from another, the director general is doing them a favor. They can now pursue a successful career in the music industry, as opposed to becoming another obscure and forgotten footnote in the annals of music history, forever tainted by the embarrassment of being involved in Eurovision. Really, Richard is totally backing the wrong horse on this one. I have to wonder if he even bothered to watch any of the entries. The winner is utterly mystifying to me. This important international competition that captures the attention of hundreds of millions of fans and TV viewers was won by a man who starts his song lying on the stage, singing, and ends it with a Russian skater ice dancing in circles around him. Yes, you heard that right, an ice dancer. And it gets worse. The Estonians did their best Village People imitation with the Estonian version of YMCA hand motions. The Irish entry featured Dustin the Turkey, dancers dressed like turkeys, and Dustin apologizing for Riverdance. I can't tell you how important it is to me that a talking, dancing turkey apologized for Riverdance. I'm sure it was even more important to those hundreds of millions of fans and TV viewers in Europe that Silverstein insists take this contest so seriously, that they're outraged by the racism shown by Israel in denying non-military Israelis a chance to sing in this contest. As I said before, there are seemingly no lengths to which some critics of Israel won't go to criticize the actions of the Jewish state. Inflating the importance of dancing turkeys is apparently one of them. Back to you, Tom.